This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Roland-Smith, former pitcher in the bigs and part of Seattle's broadcast team. And he's been with us before, though it's been a little while. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It has been a while, man. These months just kind of... just keep rolling on.
Yeah, well, listen, we had to make you earn it. We gave you an audition, yeah. And then the people said, this guy's pretty interesting, bring him back. And we said, all right, we're bored, call him.
There you go.
Listen.
Whenever you guys run drive topics, just call me. I'll have something for you.
Well, I have no doubt, because your wit is on point. Everybody who's heard you knows, I think, that you're a rising star in the broadcast business. But let's start skinning the cat here. Listen. It's one thing to stand in the batter. I'm going to look at it from the hitter's perspective. One thing to stand in the batter's box and be a lefty and, you know, say Chapman throwing 100 and then he's got a wipeout slider. Like, that's like maybe not a fear, but a baseball reality, okay, that you're probably not going to do well. The inability to do something that you've done millions of times since the age of five, to throw a baseball 15 feet on a fly, to lose that power, to me, what in the world is Jose Altuve thinking, and how does he fight his way out of this?
You know, I was thinking about this. After the second throw, he was playing on that shift, so he's playing in shallow right field. As soon as he picked that ball up and you see the little glove pump and the hesitation, you knew right away it wasn't good things happening inside that head. And Jose Altuve, from what we've seen, the way he reacted to – you know, the drama in the off season with the sign stealing and everything else, how emotional this dude is. He's a perfect candidate, and I don't want to say he's got the yips, but there's different levels of the yips or the creature, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But he is a perfect candidate. This is a guy who cares so much how people view him, what people think of him, and when you saw the third, it was the third error he made. Especially after the one he made when the home run was hit after that, and it was damage and it was doom and gloom, that he has some yips happening. And I would say probably 70% of baseball players have dealt with the yips in some form. I had it, picking the ball up, and this goes back to spring training, picking the ball up on the mound, throwing it to first base, especially on bunts. I could not throw the ball to first base. So literally, when we had PFPs going on in spring training, you start on third baseline. You take your turn when you're doing your PFPs on field two, whatever it is in spring training on those backfields. And you do have fans around. People are watching it. I don't know who wants to watch a bunch of PFPs. It's kind of boring. But people are watching. I used to start on that line and sneak. And once you take your turn, you go over to the first baseline to basically say, I'm done, and the group moves on. I used to sneak behind home plate as if I'd taken my turn.
Wow.
I did not want to in front of anyone. And it's this thing, and you know, I was a pretty emotional dude, and I know some other guys who've had the yips before, whether it's in the field or off the mound, but this is not something that just goes away. If you have just a touch of it, it's gonna stick around for a while, and it's the most loneliest feeling the minute that ball is hit to you, or you're about to throw that pitch, or whatever it may be, is the most loneliest feeling on the planet.
Ryan, let me ask you this, though, because that's a lot more than I thought. 70%, that stuns me to hear. If you said 7 to 10%, I would have said that makes sense. But so on some level, and there's varying degrees of the yips or brain cramps, if you will, almost it affects a lot of people. Having said that, and knowing how dark that tunnel can get emotionally, but also knowing what the Astros did, possibly stealing multiple championships from two different teams, Do you think baseball players, either retired players or current players, are reveling in watching Altuve implode, or do you think they feel sorry for him?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, Buster only wrote a tweet just recently talking about how you know, good of a guy he is, and I really feel for him and everything else. And I hear what he's saying. Look, Jose Altuve, you know, he's a good teammate. And if you know the guy, I don't know him personally, but you feel for him in that regard. Because if you've been there and you know the feeling, you feel for him. And a lot of guys, you're talking about ex-players or current players, they all understand and feel and know what he's going through. But on the flip side of that, when you're coming off, regardless of how good of a teammate you are, how much you care about this game, you're coming off a situation where basically, as a hitter, the toughest thing to do, you know, pitching is deception. You have to decipher the code, fastball, curveball. You basically took that away from the opposition. You knew what pitch was coming. If you're a player, and I'm a pitcher, you know that in the back of your mind. You may feel bad for him if you can relate in some way, if you have dealt with the yips. But in reality, when you're watching this guy, you're like, hey, man, that's what happens, dude. And I still think, like I said earlier, I still think what he went through in the offseason or what he dealt with or the way he handled it is a direct correlation to what you're seeing right now in the field with these yips.
Yeah, it's interesting, Ryan, that you say that, because you think about the emotional side of sport. And we say this in, say, golf, for instance. Both BT and I love golf. In golf, if you don't have a short memory, you're never going to be successful. If you're thinking man, I shouldn't. Why did I go for that one? I shouldn't. Like, if you're thinking about it, then there's no chance to be successful. But I also realize this from, you know, being a professional athlete myself. When you start thinking on a field of play, you're dead because you're half a step slow, right? And then you're constantly trying to catch up. So it's an emotion thing, obviously. It's a timing thing. How do you get rid of it?
And man, it's tough. There's a few people on the planet who can really dive in and make this a quick fix. But I think this is one of those things. And for the pitchers who I've known who have had the ifs, like my brother-in-law, David Arzman, he's an ex-player. He played for a lot of different teams. Throwing 50%, right? And you're an athlete, so you understand that when it's something that should be automatic, picking a ball up like Chuck Knobloch, you saw him back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, first real instance of this we saw, and it is pretty prevalent. You just don't see it on the surface. But it's one of these things that you just have to embrace it. You have to put that little creature on your shoulder and say, all right, you're here to stay, dude. You're a part of my career at this point in time. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to laugh at myself. I know it's the playoffs. I totally get it. But I'm going to laugh this off, and basically, if you try and run from it, you're done. You have to do reps after reps, and you have to do the reps in front of people and in front of your peers as much as you possibly can. For example, Jose Altuve, get there at 2:30, 3 o'clock, get down the field, get those ground balls. I guarantee he's going to be taking extra ground balls because that's kind of the stock standard, right, if you're having trouble throwing at first base. But get your teammates out there. Make them laugh at you a little bit. Make yourself a little bit more vulnerable. Get comfortable being vulnerable, and then that's going to be the fastest way to get over this. That's something Chris Davis with the Oakland A's. He had the yips thrown from left field. He's DHing now, but when he played in the field, he still has it. When you watch him closely, he kind of shot puts the ball in there if he ever plays out in left field anymore. But it's just something he deals with. But one thing that he did, one technique, was just getting his teammates, his peers around him, people who he cares about their opinion, and watch him suffer through this, and it just lets that vulnerability be a little bit more comfortable. I think that's the fastest way you can get over this.
That makes sense. So to Ryan Roland Smith, who was pitching the bigs for a couple of years, also part of Seattle's broadcast team, the back, you know, you go from the yips to the back. Clayton Kershaw once again is dealing with, you know, and I said this yesterday, from somebody who had back surgery, I don't know, back spasm is a very benign way of saying you're jacked up and we don't know when this is going to really start feeling good. This is a problem that's been around now for a while. He can't get his bullpen work. So even if he's ready to go, how sharp can he be? What can we expect?
Yeah, I've had to deal with back issues. I've had situations where I've come off a IL stint and my back feels fine, but your command is missing or you're hesitant or whatever it may be. That, like, you stomp that front foot, that landing foot. He's really violent. Mechanically, he's really violent in his delivery. So this is something with him. I think him and we've seen this year, he kind of had a bit of a resurgence when it came to stuff physically. Obviously, mentally, he's always going to be there until he's 42 years old. Mm-hmm. But physically, had a little bit of a resurgence this year. I think Clayton Kershaw, even at 80%, will get people out. But I think for him, and we're talking about obviously the mental emotional side of this, if it's to a point where it's completely overwhelming you in between pitches where you're like, man, this is crushing me, and you can't focus in that 10 to 12 seconds before you throw that pitch, mm-hmm. well, then you got to reconsider. But I think with Clayton Kershaw and watching him pitch and how, you know, passionate he is about this, I think him at 80%, I still think he can get out. And I think it's one of those things, go as hard as you can for as long as you can. And that's something that Dave Roberts will just have to monitor if he does get back out there, if it's something he can deal with.
Yeah. You know, go ahead, Teague.
No, I was going to say, you know, the other series, back to the Astros, the Rays are, they're so damn impressive. I mean, we kind of don't pay attention to them. And then, hey, wait, they're leading the East? Wait, they're the best team in the American League? It's amazing how, and it's probably because there's not these high-paid superstars. I mean, what's the stat that I saw? That their payroll is basically Altuve's salary. I mean, they're so under the radar. And it's amazing to think about because it's such a superstar-driven, like, at least media league. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised at this success? We've seen it coming for a couple of years, but, I mean, they're a game away from being in the World Series, and they're probably going to be the favorites when they get there.
I am a little bit surprised. I'm not going to lie, especially when you're playing in the AL East. That was obviously weaker this year. The Red Sox weren't a factor. You know, the Blue Jays were a little bit of a factor. Obviously, they made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit surprised. I do compare them, though. I remember, the 2008 Tampa Bay Rays. Going into that spring training, one of my best buddies, Grant Balfour, who was ended up being the closer for the A's for a lot of years after that, but he was on that team, and they were young. I remember 2007, that was terrible. But he was like, hey, man, look, we're going to be studs next year. I'm like, really? He said, yeah, man. All these young players, he was talking about Kazmir, Carl Crawford, all these young players, you guys, they have a blast. They have a lot of fun, and there's that chemistry. Grant Balfour told me for that 2008 team, going into 2008, he's never been – baseball, obviously, it's a team sport, but it's really not. It's super individualized. But he said, man, I feel like I'm on an actual team for the first time in my career.
Wow.
And he played in the playoffs prior to that. I think with this team that we're watching right now, it's a replica of that, where it's a young, youthful – it's a youthful team with a ton of energy. Kevin Cash has obviously gained everyone's respect. Even, you know, Blake Snell might make the snide comment about coming out of the game early, whatever it may be. But, man, he has everyone's respect. If he's making a decision, even if he's looking at that iPad and analytics tells him to do something, they're all in. And I think if you have that from the top with a young team, man, you can do some amazing things. But they are so dynamic. I mean, some of the arms coming out of the bullpen, they get the chance to showcase these kids that no one knows who they are, and some of the nastiest 98-mile-per-hour combos with sliders that you've ever seen. Man, there are so many ways they can beat you. And I think if you can buy into – Kevin Cash's every little decision he makes, even if it's a little bit, you know, against the grain, or it's, you know, obviously analytical driven, you can do amazing things, and especially in a 60-game season. So I'm not surprised in that regard. But of course, whenever you have, like you mentioned, you know, the payroll and all these other little things, I mean, you know, of course, it's fun to watch.
Ryan, good stuff. Ryan Roland Smith, former pitcher, Mariners broadcaster. Thanks for hopping back on. Enjoy the rest of the League Championship Series. Maybe we'll hop you back up for the World Series. Thanks, man.
Sounds good. Anytime, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.